Okay, so let's do the topic of Hatzalah today. The learning today should be as chus and ilah neshama for our dearest chaver Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shenaryeh, as well as chus for an ilah neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Sion, and it should be as chus for a refuah shleima for Chaim Doi ben Menurachu, Chanuli Abashin Derachu, and Abadati ben Peril, as well as chus for all those in Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are on page 620. He says like this. He says, how should a strong person glorify himself? And someone who has influence, who has ability, who has a reputation with the officials in the land. This is how he should glorify himself. When he saves someone who's oppressed from the hands of the oppressor. When he saves the life or property of a Jew from the hands of Goyim who want to murder or rob him. In other words, the greatest good that a person can show, can demonstrate to his fellow Jews, the way that he shows a loyalty to his fellow Jews is by helping them, by rescuing them whenever they're in need. So this is not only relevant to Hatzalah guys, even though I prefaced it by saying Hatzalah guys, because that's one type of Hatzalah. That's Hatzalah's HaNefesh. But this also, that's rather Hatzalah's, right, Hatzalah's HaNefesh. But there's also Hatzalah's HaGuf, from injury. And there's also Hatzalah's Mamon, which is monetarily. Anytime someone wants to harm someone else, whether it's monetarily, physically, or take their life, or someone's dying, so anytime you have an ability to help them and you step in and you help them, that's the biggest way that you can demonstrate that you are what we call Noisei Ba'olim Chaveiro, that other people's issues are felt by you. He says like this: if the evil of somebody who gives over the life or the money of a Jew to a guy is so great, meaning Mesira now, where someone tells on someone else to the government, and as a result, they confiscate the person, they take the person's life, or they take his money, and that's such a terrible avera, at that for Mesira, you're chayiv misa, and you can kill someone even nowadays. So kol kavel dinam meruba midataiva. So then, of course, the reward is always greater than the punishment. So if the punishment is you can kill someone, then Yisrael, then how much greater is the reward and how good it is to save the life or the property of a Jew? Certainly, if you rescue someone who was sentenced to death, that he earns a schus for his own nefesh, like you mekayim the whole Torah. So when a Hatzalah guy saves someone's life, the equivalent is as if you fulfill the entire Torah. And that's a wonderful, wonderful schus that you saved the person's life. And you see here that it's going to be a schus for your own life. Shari Amru, Chazal say, Kala Mekayim Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael, whoever preserves a single life from Kal Yisrael, Kilu Kiyim Ol Olam, it's like you preserved an entire world. Each person has the ability to produce an entire world, meaning just like Adam Rishon is the father of all human beings, so too, if a person does, raises a family in the proper way, he's capable of raising an entire generation of people that are Mekayim Torah mitzvahs, and therefore you get credit for allowing that potential to happen. And that's why we say that even the empty ones of Klal Yisrael are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. Now, I would venture to say, I'm going out on a limb here, that this is not only Hatzalah guys. It's not saying Hatzalah guys are otherwise empty, and yet they're full of mitzvahs because they do Hatzalah. Rather, he's talking about that even the lowlives in Klal Yisrael have mitzvahs, have merit in the fact that they look out for others. Many people in Klal Yisrael who outwardly seem like empty kelim, that they don't have, that they don't, there isn't mamashas, there isn't substance to them. But they do have this mitzvah, Yisrael, that they help others. Something that causes them to outweigh even the chachamim and the leaders of the generation. In heaven's eyes, they are looked at as greater than the greatest people of the generation because of the Hatzalah that they're doing. Mehin emes, and it's true. Shein Kadosh Baruch Hu lakeach shoychad mitzvah keneged aveira. He says, although it's true that you can't bribe Hashem with a mitzvah to offset an aveira, meaning you don't get to say, I did five mitzvahs, five aveiras, so offset the mitzvahs and aveiras, and don't punish me, don't reward me, don't punish me. There's no bribery like that. And certainly these lowlifes who we're talking about are certainly going to be punished for all their averus. I'll call bittul mitzvah shem about them and all the mitzvahs that they did not do. Avol gam kein yesh lei sachar harbi litin la'anashim ha'elu shatarchim ha'melem ha'chol koichem la'atzi yisrael miyad goyim. But still, once they receive that punishment, there's still going to be a reward that's waiting for them, a tremendous reward that's waiting for their efforts and the labor that they put in to help Jews from the hands of goyim, la'atzil ashet miyad ashkoi, to save someone who's being oppressed. Matot chalkum u'manam garalam, how great is their portion, how pleasant is their chelek. And if the mitzvah to save the life of another is so great, how much greater is it to help someone from sinning and to give your friend an opportunity to perform a mitzvah? Since Chazal say that if you cause someone else to sin, it's worse than killing him, because you're hurting him both in this world and in the world to come. So someone who's mezakeh him is better than someone who's mechayev him. So if we say that being mechayev someone is worse than killing him, and we're saying so then saving someone is even greater, that much greater than killing, rather than causing someone else to sin. So there's hatzalas nefashos, and we learned today hatzalas chatoyim, hatzalas averus, to prevent a person from doing averus. Hashem, we'll start that organization next. Start an organization. We go around, we give people mussar, and we prevent them from doing any sort of averus.